Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The big, beautiful bill, the day after, the day after, the day after. What's in it? What do we need to know about it? Subsidies. Apparently, there was some effort to reduce the subsidies granted by the previous administration for green technology, greenhouse gas and concerns, climate policy. There's lots of money in the Inflation Reduction Act, for example, that hasn't been spent yet. Veronique DeRigi, writing about this for the Creator Syndicate, is my guide on saving money in the Big Beautiful Bill and also spending money. I want to announce up front that the part of the column I most enjoyed was Veronique identifying subsidies for fossil fuel, for heaven's sakes, that remain on the books. Veronique, a very good evening to you. It's easy to sell anybody on reducing greenhouse gases. However, the bill is huge. And what comes out of it is not necessarily productive yet. We haven't reduced the amount of carbon in the atmosphere. We haven't cleaned up the rivers in some new fashion. Besides, that's not about gases. That's about pollution. So it's all very confusing. But the Inflation Reduction Act wanted to go farther. It wanted to subsidize wind and solar and geothermal and all the other methods for years. Did they cut back on it? Have they eliminated it? Is it gone? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. So if you remember during the campaign, one of the slogans that the president was kind of repeating not as often as no tax on tip, was like to end the Green New Scam. And by that, he meant the all the green energy in the Inflation Reduction Act, which by Cato's account would have cost something like $1.2 trillion over 10 years. And the House did a good attempt to actually get rid of a lot of them, but then the Senate kind of scaled it back. But still, they managed to basically cut, we'll see if they stick to it, $500 billion over 10 years. And, you know, at first I was really disappointed. I was just like, I cannot believe that they can't even cut the whole thing. These are not even like subsidies that have been on the books for a long time. These are purely Democratic priorities. So I was disappointed. But then I kind of like thought, well, you know, it's kind of actually amazing that they cut 40% of the total. And because there was a time where it wasn't even clear that they were going to cut anything. So it's pretty good, I have to say.
Veronique, you have taught me that subsidies distort the marketplace. Is that no longer true?
No, subsidies do distort the market. And I wish they had gotten rid of all of the subsidies and all the green energy subsidies and all the other subsidies that we have that are polluting the tax code, that are polluting and then distorting economic activities, right? Because very often, either they go to companies that were already going to do that thing. So it's not even crowding in new investment. But when it does, it's really usually at the expense of things that have more merits. Basically, because without subsidies, investors wouldn't be investing it in this. So, I mean, like Doug Holtz-Eakin has a line that is really great. That is like, if you need a subsidies to have a business, you're a tax shelter. You're not a business, and that is true. So yes, it is. It is true. Subsidies are a bad thing. And for instance, they even like companies that are subsidized to do things that they were going to do. Sometimes it actually prevents them from innovating and from doing other things because they're going to focus on the thing that is being subsidized at the expense of the rest of the stuff that's not being subsidized. So I'm super anti-subsidy.
Let's talk about the one subsidy that's always in the news, the subsidies for Elon Musk, Tesla. Are those been eliminated? Are they gone?
Yes, they're gone. They're gone. And if you remember, Elon Musk was actually really upset, not so much about the fact that the subsidies were going to be eliminated for green energy, but what he was saying was, if you're going to be eliminating green subsidies, we should also eliminate subsidies for oil and gas. And he has a fair point.
And I'll turn to that now. I was unaware that there's still subsidies for fossil fuel. They make money. They make a lot of money. The price.
Yes, they do.
And they act rich as well. So what I'm learning from you is that subsidies are not about the consumer. That's us. Subsidies are about the cronies that get them. So it's all subsidies are not the same, correct? They go to certain private companies or publicly traded companies, and the people who are executives there are enhanced by those subsidies. Is that correct?
That's correct. And oil and gas, they are getting subsidies. And as you're saying, it's crazy. We should end all of them. But it is worth saying that actually a lot of what people call oil and gas subsidies are actually only measures, tax measures that are preventing double taxation of income and of profits. And so a lot of them are really not subsidies at all. And that the scale of the subsidy to oil and gas is minuscule compared to green energy. And I'm not saying this as an argument for keeping these subsidies in place. There's too much we're giving to them. But it's an argument for saying, just, you know, slow down the outrage. Even with a 40% cut to green energy subsidies, we're still subsidizing green energy way more, especially when you actually look relative to how much energy is produced by each of the energy sources.
All right.
Each energy source.
One other thing I've learned, when Washington says cut, they actually mean we reduce the growth number year to year because the population changes. So is the money they claim to be saving, is it just, what do you call it, the growth of the programs we can't afford? Is that what they're doing, just cutting back?
No, here they actually are basically ending some subsidy programs. So they're putting an end. They're putting an end to many of these programs. So that means it's not just, and they're basically preventing the use of these subsidies in the future. So it is a reduction compared to what would have been spent otherwise. It is true that, you know, it's going to have a small impact on the projected growth of deficits, but it's not, you know, as, it is, I still think it's important because it really means that a lot of these, which would have actually just kind of gone on forever, they're gone. These programs are gone.
One more detail. You said 1.4 trillion?
1.2 trillion.
Veronique, that's an absurd amount of money.
That's the Cato Institute projection of what the energy subsidies in the Inflation Reduction Act were going to cost over 10 years. Yes, it's an absolutely absurd quantity of money. And it is also because, I mean, it was never going to generate the type of energy
Right.
I mean, it wasn't enough to it. And so it was just enormous amount of money for a very small return.
Cronyism masquerading as climate policy is your punchline. Veronique Durocci,
yes.
Writing for the Creators Syndicate.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.